This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, we are almost to the end of the week. Smile, there's all kinds of great things happening, some terrible things happening. I'm going to just tell you what you have in store for tonight on the show. We're going to open up the show and talk about something that's kind of crappy, but it just depends on how you look at it, so just stay with me on that. I'm going to tell you something good, something exciting, kind of like a good news, bad news type thing. Did we find the Ark of the Covenant? That'd be freaking sweet. Why do people continue to key Teslas? Let's talk about finding monsters under the bed, emails, all that, and why Jasmine Crockett and Ilhan Omar and those types belong in Congress. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before I get to the ugly, it might be a little hard to hear, but before I get to the ugly, I want to talk about the beautiful. I want to talk about me. No, stop. I want to talk about the book. You know how I told you, in case you're just now catching this, I wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I'm not writing another book. I told you I don't like to write. In fact, I hate to write. Not doing that. But there was a chapter I wanted to write, and I just couldn't get it from my mind to the paper, and I couldn't get it done in a way I wanted to get it done. I just didn't like it, so it didn't make the book. Well, I got it from my mind to the paper. It's coming. The rough draft, I should say, is done. It needs a lot of work. It's not coming tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to get it to you yet. Very likely it's going to be, I would guess, email or something. I don't know. I'm not going to charge for it. I don't want to charge. You're not going to have to buy it, even if you didn't buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto. It's just something I'm going to try to get out. But it is not done, well on the way to being done, and it's coming. Stay tuned. Now, let me go ahead and respond to the million plus emails that came pouring in late last night. Generally, the time the emails come in tells you all you need to know about what people are hot about or happy about. Why did we get a flood of emails yesterday evening? Honestly, most of it was after the show was closed out. Did I make more people angry than usual? No. Trump did, apparently. Trump endorsed loudly and lovingly Lindsey Graham, the wretched senator from South Carolina. Now, I don't know if this is going to help talk you off the ledge or not, but let me first explain something. All people, you, me, everybody you see on television, actors, musicians, athletes, actresses, politicians, businessmen, every human being who's ever lived, car mechanics, kids, old people, men, women, every human being who's ever walked the planet, with the exception of Jesus Christ himself, is uneven. I'll describe it in that way, uneven. You have things that you are good at, gifts God gave you. And you have things that you are not good at. You have things maybe you're flat out awful at. And these things tend to, your goods and your bads, they tend to get more and more pronounced the bigger, more important, more famous you get. So I'll explain it in this way. Elon Musk, he's a name everybody knows by now. You could reasonably make the argument, if you were to sit down and dispassionately look at it, you could make the argument that if you had the power to hand eternal life on Earth to one human being who's currently living, and you couldn't give it to yourself, that you would hand it to Elon Musk because that would do probably the most good for society. And I'm not even necessarily talking about anything he's doing politically. When you look at the way his mind works, the technological advancements, the way he is moving all of humanity forward, he's one of those figures. And when you look at that, if you're really being honest about it, whether you like him or hate him, it's majorly impressive. It's awesome. Yeah. Elon Musk has like 14 kids with four different women. Genghis Khan. Maybe you love him, maybe you hate him. I don't know. But in certain parts of the world, they certainly don't love him. But by any measure, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, conquerors, military strategists who ever walked the planet. He took an admittedly very tough but relatively small tribe from the Asian steppe, the Mongols. He took this small tribe, organized a military juggernaut that conquered all of Asia and would have easily, I can't stress this enough, easily conquered Europe, if not for the fact that he died early. But Genghis Khan was a terrible drunk. He was such a terrible drunk, he actually passed that down to really all of his kids, and most of them, also capable conquerors, died very early because they couldn't stop drinking. Howard Hughes, actually. Same kind of thing. Hollywood producer, huge guy. They moved on from Hollywood to do unbelievable things as an aerospace engineer in the aerospace era, moved all of humanity forward. Wow, what a guy. Howard Hughes was an eccentric weirdo who had, he would order peas every single night for dinner and would separate out the small ones from the big ones because he wouldn't eat one of the two. I forget which one he wouldn't eat. A weird human being. Human beings are uneven. All of us are. And the bigger, more important you get, the more those things are, the more you can put an exclamation point on all of them. Donald Trump is really, really good at a lot of things. As far as politicians go, really, you could argue he may be the figure of our lifetime. Even if you hate his guts, it's just impossible to, it's impossible to ignore his impact on the entire world. We're not talking about just the GOP, the entire world. Impossible to ignore. Great at so many things. Donald Trump is putrid at internal GOP politics and winning battles for us. Political battles. I'm talking about seats, Senate, House, Senate. He is putrid, wretched at helping us win the right battles with the right people as it pertains to the House and Senate and other things. He's just so awful, I can't even put it into words. You will wake up one day and Donald Trump will be on social media loudly calling to primary our best members of the House, from Thomas Massey to Chip Roy, and you'll look around and say, wait, what? Why? And then the next day, you get what we got last night. The reason every single person who listens to the show apparently emailed in angry, he gave this long, I'm not even going to read it, this long, loving, I mean, he practically wrapped his arms around Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and gave him a big old fat kiss. This United States Senate.
So this bill would allow judges to take guns away from a guy like this before it's too late.
My bill with Blumenthal, the grant program for red flag laws, I think we've got in a really good spot with the White House, but that's just part of the package.
If the committee decided to, say, increase by $100 million your budget, could you spend it wisely?
I can assure you that any money that this committee thinks
good
sees fit, I promise it'll be good to be used.
In case you're not recognizing the voice, that's Lindsey Graham promising $100 million extra dollars to Christopher Wray as he was throwing pro-lifers in prison.
I believe you.
Pardoning the people who went into the Capitol and beat up a police officer violently, I think was a mistake because it seems to suggest that's an okay thing to do.
This idea, give up on Ukraine, makes the world safer. If you pull the plug on Ukraine because you don't have enough capability, there goes Taiwan.
You and your people, you're the ally I've been hoping for all my life. Not one American has died defending Ukraine. You've taken our weapons and you've kicked their ass. And I'm very proud to have you as our ally.
Okay. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. Let's first clarify that this is not the end of the world. It is not. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about what it means, how we deal with it. Before we talk about it, let's make sure we're keeping our dogs alive for as long as possible. We don't want to ever lose them, but we're going to. But we don't have to lose them as fast as we do here in America. In America, dogs get dog food. Gigantic bags of what color is the food? What color is your dog's food? Let me guess. Hold on. Is it brown? How did I know that? Because it's all brown. Because it's all dead. Brown things are dead. Dog food is brown because they take everything that's supposed to be in your dog's food and they kill it in the factory. That way it will last as long as possible. So what do? Do you take away your dog's food? No. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. You can't believe the difference you will see in your dog. You want a free Jumpstart trial bag? Call them 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your questions, most importantly, because tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get those questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's finish this up here because we're going to move on. I don't want to dwell on it. It sucks, but it is what it is. Donald Trump is accomplishing incredible things during his second term as president. So far, I'm very, very impressed. Obviously, we need some things to ramp up, the ignoring of judges, deportations, things like that, but I'm very, very impressed. But Donald Trump still remains the absolute worst chooser of GOP reps to endorse in the history of the Republican Party. It baffles the mind. Lindsey Graham, do you remember when Trump nominated Pete Hegseth? Great pick, by the way. Trump nominated Pete Hegseth. And then the rumblings were starting to come from the GOP Senate that Pete Hegseth wasn't going to get through. Do you remember what we talked about on that show? Do you remember? I told you what my sources were telling me. You know who the ringleader was on the Stop Pete Hegseth bandwagon in Washington, D.C.? He had to do it mostly behind closed doors. You know who the ringleader was? This gentleman.
Some of these articles are very disturbing. He, you know, obviously has a chance to defend himself here, but, you know, some of this stuff is going to be difficult. You know, time will tell. I like Pete. I've known him for a very, very long time.
Does it seem like potential trouble? What's in the articles?
Well, I mean, some of the things have to be addressed, and, you know, we'll see.
He was doing much worse than that behind the scenes. Trump comes out, gives him a full-throated, pun intended, endorsement. It's just a bad spot for Trump. There's no way to defend it. There's no way to explain it. He's just really bad at it. And the problem with that is we have 1,000 battles to fight, as we talk about all the time. Winning the presidency was one of those. But we have to change the United States Senate, the GOP. We have to change the House. We have to change state legislatures across the country, my own state included. The Texas state legislature is putrid. We have 1,000 battles to fight. And because we do, we want the biggest, most popular, most important voice on our side. That would be Donald Trump. We want him to constantly aid us in these fights. But the truth is, it's just time to accept he ain't gonna. In fact, there are going to be many times where you can support and probably should support Donald Trump, and you should completely reject whoever he endorses. No, that sucks. But I don't have any other way to put it. He sucks at it. And if I sound a little stressed, it's not even about the Lindsey Graham thing. Oh, by the way, you know the Heritage Foundation? You know they give scores for GOP senators? How much do you hate the GOP Senate? A lot, right? Can you even name four or five good ones? Probably, but not many more than that. You hate the GOP Senate. Do you know what the average Heritage score for the GOP senator is? I believe it's 78%, maybe 76, 78%. Do you know what Lindsey Graham's score is? 56. He's a Democrat from a blood red state who works against us at every turn in the critically important GOP Senate. And now we'll never be rid of him, ever. Now we're stuck with him because we can't stop doing this. And what stresses me the most is this guy is running for Senate next year in the red state of Texas that could elect any Republican who happens to walk in. And this guy by the name of John Cornyn already knows the game he needs to play.
In President Trump's first term, he made America great, and Texas Senator John Cornyn had his back.
And we're especially grateful to your wonderful senators, John Cornyn and Ted Cruz.
This is John Cornyn. It's an honor to represent Texas in the U.S. Senate. In President Trump's first term, I was Republican whip, delivering the votes for his biggest wins. Now, I'm running for re-election and asking for your support so President Trump and I can pick up where we left off.
Now, to clarify, Donald Trump has not weighed in on this race next year. But John Cornyn is facing a primary challenger, probably, against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. And Ken Paxton, as of right now, is polling ahead of John Cornyn. We have a chance to bounce a rhino from a red state next year and replace him with somebody you agree with a lot. Maybe not all the time, but a lot. We have an opportunity next year to replace this guy.
Hi, I'm Texas Senator John Cornyn. The last year has proven quite a challenge as we've navigated the impact of COVID-19. But with safe and effective vaccines finally being administered, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Getting vaccinated is the fastest way that life can return to normal.
Under the effective leadership of Director Ray, the agency has remained committed to doing things independently and by the book.
Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. I've called this the most important law that most people have never heard of. It's been called the crown jewel of U.S. intelligence.
We desperately need Donald Trump to get one right next year. It is the greatest opportunity I can remember in years to replace a disgusting loser rhino with somebody decent, and we need him to get it right. And that's really the whole reason for this little rant tonight. I want this to get into the White House, and I want them to begin pleading with him now to get it right. Please, please, Mr. President, get this one right next year. Please. All right, let's move on, shall we? I'm going to tell you why Jasmine Crockett and her type, they belong in the House. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Let's be done with all that. I'm moving on and forgetting it all. Just keeping my eyes on that John Cornyn race next year. One we can definitely win. Now, let's talk about something else. Something that can get uncomfortable, but sometimes the truth gets uncomfortable. We look at the craziest members, oftentimes evil, treasonous members of the House of Representatives, and we want them removed. You see it all the time. AOC should be removed. Jasmine Crockett should be removed. Al Green, that idiot who made that big stink at the Trump State of the Union, which wasn't the State of the Union. Hey, that guy should be removed. We want him removed. This goes right along the lines of term limits as well. We need term limits. Well, here's the truth. And I'm not going to have a term limit argument. give or take that, I don't care, but we live in a representative republic, and we don't like oftentimes who represents us. But the truth is, they represent us well. Certain areas and certain people. Let's talk about Jasmine Crockett for a moment, because you can't turn on the news without seeing that moron running her mouth. You know Jasmine Crockett? You know what everyone calls her now? So many people call her, look at that ghetto trash. She's ghetto, ghetto. You know, acting like she's what? A ghetto black woman. Like that's what they're acting like. Okay, well, you know what the truth is about Jasmine Crockett? I've played you the video before. Jasmine Crockett is an incredibly articulate, well-spoken human being who went to one of the top private schools in her area. Highly, highly educated, articulate human being. So why does she talk? Y'all the colonizers, you go girl. Why does she talk like that now? Because Jasmine Crockett wanted to get into Congress. She's a politician. She wanted to move from the state to the feds. She wanted to go to the United States Congress. And so Jasmine Crockett took a long look at her district. And Jasmine Crockett made the correct calculation. The best way to get elected in her district is to speak like she's a rapper. And now, did it work for her or not? There she sits in Congress. Clearly, Jasmine Crockett, remember, the people we send to the U.S. House, what are they actually a member of? The U.S. House of what now? The House of Representatives. The person you send, your congressman, he is there to represent you, your district. That's what he's there to represent. Jasmine Crockett put on the ghetto trash skin suit she wears because she believes that properly represents her district, and her district agrees. Her district met her. They saw all the ads. They heard how she talks, and they said, yeah, that's what I want. Glue those fingernails on. That's what they decided. Ilhan Omar, another great example. Ah, she's a traitor. She should be removed and deported. Okay, you can deport her all day long. I'm all game for that. Ilhan Omar has faced a primary, faced a very legitimate primary last time. The people in her district, they had choices. They went to the ballot box, and they chose Ilhan Omar. You can deport her, but you shouldn't kick her out of the House. She represents her district perfectly. Go down the list. AOC, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi would catch these calls all the time. She did something evil. Remove her. Nancy Pelosi's evil. Remove her. Remove her. Nancy Pelosi represents her district in San Francisco to a T. She is the representative they deserve. She's the representative they chose. And we don't like that. Because we don't like looking in the mirror. No human being does. I don't either. We don't like that. I don't like looking in the mirror and saying, wow, you're bald. That hurts. It hurts me to my soul. Nevertheless, the mirror don't lie. We look at all the losers we have in the House of Representatives, and it hurts us to admit they represent us quite well. That doesn't mean that one district represents you. So don't get indignant and say, wow, AOC doesn't represent me. I'm nothing like her. We're talking about a country as a whole. And we're talking about different individual districts. They represent us, and they represent us well. Kathy Hochul. Look, Kathy Hochul, governor of New York. It's not just representatives. Governor of New York is a great example of this. She's constantly out there embarrassing herself with things like this.
Each morning, women get up, take their children to school, care for aging parents, put dedication into their work, and yet their paycheck is still smaller than the one a man gets for doing the same job. That is infuriating.
It's also a lie. I'm not going to sit here and bore you with the same details you've heard on every show and read on social media about the women not getting equal pay is a complete lie. I don't have to bore you with all the details of that. You already know those facts right now. Kathy Hochul knows those facts too. So why would she get up and tell lies like that? Because New York, the state, not every New Yorker, but New York, the state, that's what they want to hear. That's exactly what they want to hear. And when they go to the polls, they vote for the person that tells them those lies repeatedly, over and over and over and over again. That's a fact. Let's focus on something good. Shipbuilding.
Bollinger, Mississippi Shipbuilding in Pascagoula has just received a multi-million-dollar national security contract. The investment is expected to strengthen the United States' national security presence in the Arctic and reinforce Mississippi's role in the shipbuilding industry. Officials say the Coast Guard requires a new fleet to protect interests in the Arctic, hence the investment in building new polar security cutters for the Coast Guard.
I know you're probably, your eyes are probably glazed over right now and you don't understand why that matters or why you should care at all. We, the United States of America, we must become the global leader in building ships. Isn't that so boring? Don't you find that boring? Most people do. I don't. But you see, Chris thinks it's cool like me, but you know who's currently the global leader in building ships? China. When you can build ships, it's not just merchant ships. It's naval ships. Shipbuilding is shipbuilding. You can build any kind of ship you want to build as long as you have shipbuilding capacity. Well, two-thirds of the earth is covered by water. You had better be, if you want to lead the globe, you had better lead the globe in shipping. And through decade after decade after decade of various ridiculous policies brought to us by Democrats and Republicans, as we crush the manufacturing sector in this country, as we put burdensome regulations on everybody, reason after reason after reason, the United States of America, with all that coastline, all of our amazing workers, all the facilities at our fingertips, the United States of America doesn't build anything anymore. There was a point, and it may be worse than this now, there was a point in recent memory, this was 15 years ago or so, where China was putting multiple nuclear attack subs in the water for every one we put in the water. Multiple. That has to change. The Trump administration, they are intent on changing it. I am good friends with a real logistics genius is probably what I'd call him. He's already working with the Trump administration. Donald Trump, to his credit, is aware of everything I just said, and he is tackling the problem. So good for him. Let's talk about the Ark of the Covenant. Let's do some emails. What, Chris? I would think you'd be all down to talk about the Ark. Isn't that something for you? You don't care about it anymore? Or what? I'm asking, Chris. Anyway, you want to learn more about stories from the book of Genesis? Seems appropriate. I bet even Chris does. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses, including stories in the book of Genesis. I know that may sound... Maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, why do I need to, I can read the book of Genesis. I don't need to know anything else. Learning about the history around stories can bring stories to life and help you understand what's taking place inside of the story. You want to learn about C.S. Lewis, the Roman Republic? Hillsdale will teach you and your family for free. We have a weekend coming up. You want to do something fun and interesting and educational for your family? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. The whole 3 hours dedicated to you and your questions on a Friday. Also, Ross Kennedy, shipping expert.
because we're a pretty professional operation here. I talked myself into texting him during the break to talk about shipbuilding and America and loading and nerd stuff, and he's going to join us next hour. So how about that? No big deal. Just had a number in my phone. No.
Did the CIA files reveal the Ark of the Covenant was found? This is from Insider Paper. I'm not going to completely break down all this because it goes into the realm of odd. And what I'm about to say, there's something that we've learned after doing radio for 7 years, is when you delve into the world of odd, not even wrong, I don't even want to call them conspiracy theories, but things that are different, there is without question somebody listening who is A, passionate about the subject, and B, knows a ton about the subject. For instance, and I'll get back to the Ark in a moment, for instance, history. One of the reasons I have to take my time when I decide I want to do a history subject on something, it's not always because I don't know enough to do a show on that history subject. I know a little bit. I enjoy history, so I read a lot. I watch a lot. I have to take extra time because, A, I want to make the story good for you. I want you to enjoy it while we all sit back and learn. And B, no matter what history topic I am doing, because of the size of the audience, you know, the show's coast to coast and it's growing and all that stuff, no matter what the subject is, there will be somebody listening who knows way more about it than I know about it. And if I get something wrong, I'm not talking about an opinion where I like MacArthur or you hate MacArthur. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like something factually wrong. If I get something wrong, that person listening will understandably let me know. Hey, you got that wrong. I don't know that that's actually happened to us, though. Has it happened, Chris? Well, I think once when we did something on Rome or something like that. I don't remember, but it hasn't happened often, but it'll happen. And I'm not even complaining. I'm fallible. I want to make sure I get it right. And so that's why I have to take my time. Now, onto this particular subject. Central Intelligence Agency, they conducted experiments. Now, you already know the Central Intelligence Agency has conducted many, many experiments in its time. People are aware of things like MK Ultra. In fact, we've done a history show, I think, on MK Ultra before. MK Ultra was, remember, we were in a Cold War against the Soviet Union. The world was starting to experiment with things like brainwashing, mind control. Can I say something to, if I program Jewish producer Chris for long enough, can I then say something that will have him not seek out sale prices and maybe assassinate somebody? You know, impossible tasks like that. That is what a lot of the brainwashing stuff went. So things like MK Ultra, they really did. They went around injecting people, oftentimes unknowingly, with things like LSD. Hey, let's just put some in his coffee and see what happens. It happens. Eh? Prisoners. Yeah, good point, Chris. Prisoners. Whitey Bulger, famous gangster from Boston. Shout out WRKO. Whitey Bulger, he swore to the day he died that after they experimented on him with LSD when he was in federal prison, I think in Atlanta, if I remember right, that he was messed up bad. Okay? So these things, the CIA looked into everything, all right? In the 1980s, they conducted experiments with people who claimed to be able to see things from great distances. I'm not talking about your vision. Here's what I'm talking about. Let's say I said that I had this ability. This ability would be that I can see inside of the Great Pyramids of Egypt from right where I am right now. There are people who believe they have this. I don't. So look, I don't want to put down your gifts if maybe you think you do, but there's a line of thinking that some people do have this. Do I buy it? No, but maybe it exists. Central Intelligence Agency looked into that too.
they looked into it enough that they got a hold of somebody. And this somebody said, hey, I'm looking at the Ark of the Covenant. Still around. Still exists. Now, the Ark of the Covenant vanished 500-600 years before Christ. It's off the top of my head. Chris, look that up. Some 500 or 600 years before Christ. What, Chris, is it because I said Christ that you don't feel like doing it? Does that make you uncomfortable with what you did? Anyway, 500-600 years before Christ, the Babylonians besieged Israel. Ark of the Covenant's gone. Ark of the Covenant obviously holds the Ten Commandments. We're talking about something that was so sacred that if you touched it when you weren't supposed to or in a way you weren't supposed to, you died. That's Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark. You could march before you and it'll wipe out your enemies. Okay. It disappeared. Nobody has ever known where it is. People want to know where it is. They're 621 years before Christ, you say, Chris? Man, I'm smart. I knew it. What? Are you mad that I knew that, Chris? I bet you are. Anyway, the rumor is, with all these files and declassifications of things, that one of these seers who can see things, that he found it, CIA was talking to him. I'm not saying I buy it. I'm not even sure why I chose to do a radio segment on it, except, gosh, that would be freaking cool. Tell me what, Chris, what? Chris, that's only in the movies, okay? It's not in a government warehouse. If one of these morons, I take that back. It absolutely could be in a government warehouse. But somebody in our government would have stole it and sold it on the black market or something like that. Anyway, there's a lot of bad people, and you should get a Byrna so you can stop them. You should get a Byrna pistol launcher for yourself and the person you love. Have you seen these road rage incidents with these dirty commies out there? Stopping people, screaming at people, kicking in doors. What are you going to do if somebody approaches your car? Your daughter, what's she going to do? The Byrna pistol launcher shoots tear gas rounds and kinetic rounds, 60-foot range on this thing. It hurts when it hits you, and then the real pain begins. You don't take anybody's life because it's non-lethal. Therefore, a George Soros prosecutor won't be able to throw you in prison the rest of your life. You get to live, and it's legal in all 50 states. No permit, no background check. You want 10% off a Byrna? Go buy a couple. One for your car, one for someone you love. BYRNA.com/Jesse. Byrna.com/Jesse. Dude just got a home invasion and cooked off one of these things against the guy. Saved his freaking life. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.